Jim Croce, Time in a Bottle, and you are listening to the Afternoon Express on Zoomer Radio. You know that expression, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree? Well, that is certainly true in the case of Jim Croce. His son, AJ, is also a songwriter and musician. He's released 10 albums over the last 30 years, and his show, Croce Plays Croce, combines the best of both worlds, his late father's hit songs along with his own. And he's bringing his concert to the Queen Elizabeth Theatre in Toronto this Saturday. I'm joined by AJ now to talk more about your hit show. Welcome to the Afternoon Express.
Hey, thanks for having me.
The show that you're bringing to Toronto, is it a combination of music and storytelling?
Absolutely. You know, my father was known for his storytelling, not just in his songs, but it's something that I've been influenced by maybe even more than the music. You know, he could play a 2-hour show and only play 4 or 5 songs. He loved talking and telling stories, and it just wouldn't be the right kind of show if I didn't have that as part of it.
I remember when I interviewed Jacob Dylan, that's Bob Dylan's son, and the media, we were told, do not bring up Bob Dylan in this interview. Like, you can't reference one word of Bob Dylan because he really didn't want to be sitting in his dad's shadow. So I ask you, is it a blessing or a curse to be born into music royalty?
Both. It is both. It is wonderful to be able to have at least someone answer your call when you're young and have them be interested in what you're doing. On the other hand, it's nearly impossible once people know your connection to a well-known artist for them not to be thinking of that artist at the same time they're hearing you, even if what you're doing is completely different or even remotely different, you know? So
right.
I think it's just a facet of our human psychology that I've, sort of had to just embrace over the years.
Yeah. From what I understand though, you did avoid playing your dad's songs for quite some time. Now the show features a lot of his hits. Like, what changed for you?
There were a lot of things that changed. It was really organic. You know, I worked behind the scenes making sure that his music and his musical legacy was preserved and carried on and shared with a new generation. And so for me, working behind the scenes was my favorite way to contribute. And then I started archiving some of his early recordings before he was signed. And these are covers of songs that I heard him play for the first time on these reel-to-reel tapes at home. And he was just playing these really obscure songs by really obscure artists. And I had played every one of those songs in my show. So there was something that was deep in there. And then I think also by the time no one expected to hear me perform a song of my father's, it became a lot of fun. I was denying a part of myself by denying him.
And AJ, you've also just released a new album, Heart of the Eternal. Will people get a chance to hear that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, the focus is my father's music, of course, and stories. But I couldn't do a show like this without playing some of my stuff. And of course, the new record I'm so proud of, recorded with Shooter Jennings and the band that people are going to see. It's got to be part of it.
Well, I'm going to play the new single, I Got a Feeling, for our audience. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Man, I am so excited to be there, and thank you for having us. It's a real honor. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. You can catch Croce Plays Croce on stage at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre this Saturday, March 29th. Head to queenelizabeththeatre.ca or in Hamilton at the First Ontario Concert Hall, March 31st. Now, here it is, AJ Croce, I Got a Feeling, on the Afternoon Express on Zoomer Radio.